On today's episode of Breaking Baits, Tanya, that crazy Disney lady, she has had an interesting couple days. She live streams from the Disney parks. Her and her good friend Robin were at the parks. Robin had a little reaction, and they got clipped. What I mean by that is somebody grabbed some video, posted it on Twitch, posted it on Twitter. The mob did what it does, and they got death threats. The story from Tanya and Robin's mouth, coming up next. Today's episode was recorded live on my YouTube channel. That YouTube channel is Dole Whip Dad, with my guest Robin and Tanya, that crazy Disney lady. If you want to watch it there, where you can see their beautiful faces and follow along with the chat conversation that you'll hear us reference a little bit during the interview, you can go to, again, to my YouTube channel, Dole Whip Dad. All right, let's get to the interview. Tanya and Robin talking about getting death threats for streaming at Walt Disney World.
Please, I won't be saying that ever again.
We are live. Perfect timing. How are you guys, everybody?
Hello.
Crazy Disney people.
Love it. We're having fun. We have like a 3-minute pre-show, and we're having a good time already. We're going to have a good time in the next 45 minutes with these lovely ladies. Hello to everybody in chat real fast. We'll say hi to them, and then I'm going to talk to Robin and that crazy Disney lady who you know, and we're going to, well, we'll talk about it in a minute. Big Disney fan, Marguerite and Nagy in the house, Make It Blue in the house. Donna Kennedy's back. I appreciate it. Sunset Boulevard, that's a fun name. Coming over from Pete's channel, my buddy. I caught a little bit of Pete's show. Did a great job. James Ryan, thanks for being here. Thanks for being a member of the channel. Shirley Ilstein in the house. Who else? David A's in the house. Stevie Lee's in the house. Caitlin's in the house. RB and Dizzy's in the house. Carolyn Light in the house. Carolyn, I might be talking about you in my next show. Just saying. Piglet, I can never say pig. I want to say Piglet, Taru. Anyway, whatever. Which is forever in the house. What's going on?
Took us forever to figure it out, too.
Right? I said it wrong the first time, and now I'm stuck.
We were on Small World, and I said, I think it's Piglet and Rue, or Piglet Rue. And when she goes, that's it.
Somebody said it right. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm the dumbest person ever.
She's the sweetest lady ever. We got to meet her. She is She's the sweetest lady.
I love it. Yeah. Wishes forever in the house. So many other people. Jen A in the house. I just like saying
Jen A. We have Kent and Heidi and Michaela. All the peeps are here.
There you go. Donna's here. Jungle Juice.
Oh, Canadian Jungle Juice. Juice. I think we drank that back in my 20s. Jungle Juice.
I'm already having more fun than I thought. Well, no, I didn't. You know what? Hey,
I saw a shirt today that said, I survived 2020 once and I'll do it again. And it had a picture of Mad Dog 2020 on it.
I love it.
I was like, no way. That is too funny. I need that shirt.
Well, and you know what? You need that shirt even more than we all need that shirt. Robin, I'm so glad you're here. So this is totally your fault, Robin, right?
It's always Robin's fault. Everyone in the crazy crew knows that. It's always Robin's fault. So, but in this case, it was my fault.
So here's how it goes from my perspective, but I want to hear your perspective. I'm sitting, so I do a daily show every morning, and I usually talk, I lead with the Disney news of the day, and sometimes there's no news, sometimes there's big news, and sometimes you scroll and you see somebody you know on the freaking news, and it was Tanya, and I'm like, wait, somebody who looks a lot like Tanya is getting death threats? What's going on?
Oh my gosh. You should have seen my family in Kentucky because I didn't tell anybody. Like it all happened so fast. I didn't have time to tell anyone.
For you. That's okay.
And my brother, even my brother who doesn't even get on social media, he called me. He was like, Tanya, I just saw you on Inside Edition. What the heck?
What a world we live in that. It's across the world. So how did it, tell me what you want. Robin, do you want to start with dessert? Tanya, do you want to start with, I don't know, Bill O'Reilly or whoever's on Inside Edition call? I mean, I guess we should start with dessert.
We'll start with dessert.
Okay.
Start with that day. This was the passholder preview.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was Friday. We went to the passholder preview, had lunch. We're a group of 9 people having a great time. Dessert time comes, and Tanya had ordered the Congolouche, which I knew she was going to order because that was kind of the whole reason we went there, is because everyone had a favorite Congolouche.
I hear you must have one. I've not had one yet. It's high on my list.
Yeah. So we got dessert, and she offered me a bite, and I kindly refused. I said, no, I'm good. Thank you. And, the more I'm looking at it, I'm like, it doesn't look like there's any issue with it. There were no nuts in whatever the brownie or cake or whatever it was, nothing in it. And I said, well, are there nuts in it? And she's like, I don't think so, but I don't know for sure. And I'm like, all right, I'm good. And then the more I looked at it, I'm like, there's clearly no nuts in it. So I'm like, took a bite and I said, well, if I die, and I ate the bite.
Now,
I don't know.
In Robin's defense, I've known Robin for, it was a year in January, so a year and a half. She has never done that. She always checks 100%, looks at the ingredients.
I asked several questions first. Yeah. I was like, she's like, it tastes like coffee. And everyone was like, I think it's coffee ice cream. And I'm like, oh, that's all right. So most of what I had was the brownie. And then there was a little bit of the ice cream on there. I don't know if I had any of the sauce. But pretty much immediately, I could feel the tickle. The distinct
she's familiar with because she has had an allergic reaction before. So knew exactly what was happening.
And they only get worse, Robin. You know, when I used to eat guacamole. Like, I mean, I was skinny before I met guacamole. And my lip tells me instantly. Anyway.
Instantly. Yeah.
Yeah. But you had a serious one though.
Yeah. And I mean, luckily I didn't get to the point where I have had it in the past where I've had the anaphylactic response when I've actually ingested like a nut or something, a much bigger piece of something that has the oil in it. So I have had to have the EpiPen. I have had to go to the hospital by ambulance. I've done that whole route before. Not something I ever want to live through again. So I'm usually just, if I can't be 100% sure, I just don't eat it. Well,
unless
had a momentary lapse in judgment. And took the bite. Luckily, I didn't have much of the ice cream or the sauce or whatever it was that had the cashew in it. But as we've come to find out since then, it's cashew oil or something is in the ice cream.
Okay.
So there we are. Mm-hmm. We immediately, she's like, we're going to medical. Gonna get a Benadryl. Had my EpiPen just in case. Took the Benadryl, left to go get water to take the Benadryl. Came back. She said, do you want to leave? And I said, no, I really think I need to stick close to first aid.
Yeah.
Just in case I get to that point, because I know I need the shot and I need an ambulance and I need to get to the hospital.
The small world will stay there. Let's make sure we're good.
Yes. So we stayed there. And as things progressed, I was much more anxious, much more worried.
Sure.
And, to the point where I looked at her and I said, I think I need somebody. We were sitting in first aid and she's immediately like, okay, I have to end the stream. Goodbye.
Yeah.
And
she was just gonna say, this is the point where we leave you on the show, right?
Yeah.
As soon as I looked at her and she said, I think I need someone. And I saw her face.
Jeez, I felt it right now. Oh man. Yeah.
Yeah. I just said, I gotta go or whatever I said. And I ended the stream, which I'm sure all the viewers were like worried sick.
Right. And so here's the part where we don't really know what happens. I mean, you've shared a little bit. I know a little bit more, but for people who are here, what do you want them to know about what happened next?
Well, they took me to the back and, mm-hmm. they assessed me and offered me more Benadryl and, immediately got my oxygen. My oxygen level was fine. So they knew I was getting air, but my whole body was shaking.
Wow.
More because I was anxious, I think, is what was causing that. Right. I got that anxious feeling just talking about it.
Yeah.
My blood pressure was through the roof because of that. Some instances, I know in a lot of instances, blood pressure will drop with an allergic reaction, but not in all cases. There's a good percentage of people who their blood pressure does increase.
Yeah.
You know, they assessed me for my symptoms. Took a while for them to be able to take my blood pressure simply because I was just shaking so much. I was, you know, I was very, very anxious, very upset and, you know, scared because I knew if I had to have the EpiPen, I knew that I had to go to the hospital and I knew 100% if I went to the hospital, I was going to be exposed to COVID. I didn't. Yes,
I was trying to figure out a way to ask that medical. Keep going.
Yeah, I mean, I knew 100%. I know everyone's like, well, she's walking around Disney. Well, yes, but at Disney, I'm taking every possible precaution personally that I can take. If I go to the emergency room,
in the hospital,
I know they're using ERs as ICUs because they're running out of beds. So I know 100% I'm going to be exposed. I don't want to go to the ER. It's the last thing I want to have to do.
Ever, but especially.
Ever. On a good day, I don't want to go to the ER.
But so the main reason why we didn't go to the emergency room is because she started feeling better. Her blood pressure was going back down.
So this goes pretty quick now, and we see you pretty quick, right? Please continue, Tanya.
Once I got sick, I got sick.
She threw up.
My body was trying to reject what was, I mean, I know it's TMI, but I did quite violently.
Yeah.
And
it
wasn't pleasant. But once that happened,
my blood pressure went down. You got to get it out.
My blood pressure went down. I started to feel better. Everything got better. Yeah. You know, my blood pressure did go back up again a little bit because I was still very anxious, you know, is that going to be enough? Is it going to come back? How long do I need to stay here? Things like that. So eventually they were, you know, they did offer to take me. They said, you know, if you feel you need to go to the emergency room, we're happy to take you. If you return to the park and at any point you feel worse or you feel that you need attention, you get the closest cast member, Reedy Creek, the paramedics will be there momentarily. They'll be on it. They'll take you. They'll do whatever you need them to do. And I was like, no, I really feel a lot better. We decided at that point we were not going to stay in the park. We were going to leave. Let me rest.
Yeah.
Let me get a change of clothes.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And, you know, they gave us the wheelchair. We went out to the front. They provided us with a ride to get back to our car so that I wouldn't have to walk any kind of distance because they weren't running boats. Except they were running the ferry. They weren't running the monorail because it was the pass holder preview. And they had said they're not going to provide any of that. Well, we were going to have to walk back to the car. So they were like, no, well, they provided us a car. They had a leader come with a private van, pick us up, take us to our car. And we went all along our day. We went back to Tanya's. I got cleaned up. We were planning to check into our resort later that day anyway. So we got our stuff together, went and checked into the resort, hung out there for a little bit. And then I was like, you know, the only thing I ate was
lunch.
She
was like, I'm hungry now.
No longer.
I mean, that's a good sign. So, I bet that makes you better, Tanya, you're right.
So the bottom line is, if you watch the live stream, you could see we were totally fine.
Yeah.
No one was sick. She took a bite of the dessert. She had an allergic reaction. She went through that process with her body. Like, she got sick for a minute. She threw up. Her blood pressure went up from anxiety. She got better. Before we even left, her blood pressure was down. We went home to rest. We're not sick. We're fine. And then,
So
that night, we actually went to Disney Springs and we went to eat at Homecoming because she said at the when we were staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yep, I saw
and
that.
And Robin said, you know, I'm hungry now. And I was like, well, where would you like to eat? We'll go wherever you want. And she wanted to go to Homecoming. We went to Disney Springs. I went live so all the viewers could see she was okay.
Thank you.
Because the way I had to end the stream abruptly, I didn't want everybody to be worried.
A couple hundred
sick.
People wondering what's going on.
Yeah, so we live streamed down there. We went back to our resort that night, showed people around a little, got a little sleep, and we were right back at Magic Kingdom the next day, live streaming the grand opening We streamed all day long and we had trolls galore the whole day.
That's what I want to hear.
My mods were going crazy. People kept coming in making comments.
Really?
Robin's got COVID-19. Robin's got COVID-19. Why are y'all in the park? So I'm like, what is really going on?
You found out about it in your own stream. It being that
we were just like going through that the entire day.
Yeah.
And I made a comment on the stream and I said, if anybody else asks about Robin having COVID-19, talking to the trolls, not talking to my general audience that's there with me all the time. I was talking to the people who kept coming in and being disrespectful.
Yeah.
Saying, if you continue asking those questions, we're going to just kick you out. Like, you won't be able to comment anymore. Like, the mods would hide you.
A bunch of your mods are talking in the chat right now. But, well, Chris, I love this. Christine always dizzy dreamy says, my delete finger went numb.
Yeah, they were like, dang, my thumbs are sore after all that. Like, they were modding the whole night. It was, like, insane.
They all get a raise.
Oh, so then we get...
I'll be right back. I have to move. I'll be right back.
No problem.
We got through all of that, and we went to Gasparilla's because we were doing late night chats. And we got over to Gasparilla's when we found out... We were live on the stream whenever I found out that... It was circulating all over the internet. Now, apparently, there was a young man on the Twitch gaming platform.
Okay.
Which I know nothing about. Maybe you do.
So I've got a lot of notes here. I don't know about Twitch. Tell me more.
Yeah. So there was a young man on the Twitch gaming platform who took footage from my live streams.
Oh.
He spliced different parts.
I got it. I do know this, but I didn't know.
And then he made his own video and he posted it on Twitch somewhere.
And then there was... I've been saying that's Twitter, so whatever.
No, that was on Twitch. And then there was a young lady who's also on the gaming platform who found his video and she posted it on Twitter.
Okay, there you go. That's why.
So then it spread like a wildfire. Like, I kept seeing all these things come in, and then I was, if you watched that last part of the stream for that night, which was Magic Kingdom Grand Reopening,
yes,
part two, at the very end of that night, you can see me like walk away from the stream. Robin was left there, and that's when I was being informed of all this stuff that was going on, and I came back and I ended the stream at that point. And that's when all the hate mail started.
Yeah.
Like, it was coming at me left and right. Robin and I both were getting like messages on Instagram. Christopher was getting like a ton of emails to my website. I was getting emails to that crazy Disney lady, my email, you know, on my Gmail account.
Sure.
Like, it was just going insane. And I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I've never dealt with anything like this before.
Yeah.
I really have no idea what to do. I can't sit here and battle all these people. What do I do? And you know what I did?
Tell me. What'd you do? I need to know.
I called West2 News.
You called? Okay. I didn't know this either.
I called West2 News and I said, I don't know if this is even something you'd be interested in.
It was.
But this is what's happening, and it's spreading like a wildfire all over the internet, and I need someone to hear my story.
Good for you. Like, dang it.
You know, because I'm not going in a Twitter battle. I'm not going to, like, I was trying my best to fight with all these people. Like, I contacted Insider.com, the Daily.com, like, all these different people that were putting it out. I was, like, trying to contact them. But I was getting nowhere because nobody was answering me.
There, yeah.
And I was like, wait, before you all are putting the story out here, shouldn't you hear what I have to say?
Right. You're talking about
me. So West2 News was like, heck yeah, we want to tell your story. So the next morning they called and they interviewed, me. And the morning after that, I got the call from Inside Edition. And you should have seen me. I was like sitting on the couch and I was like feeling so defeated.
Oh.
And I was like, and Robin and I were like, are they even going to tell our story the right way? Talking about West2 News. Like, you know, we were like scared to death of like what they were going to say.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting back and I was like feeling defeated. I was like, there's no way that I can fight this. Like, I'm just me and they're them.
Yep.
And I, what can I do? And I get a phone call because I believe in prayer, honey. I was praying.
Yes, we were.
I was really praying. I kept saying, Robin, just, I don't know if you believe in God, but honey, we just got to pray right now. That's all we can do because that's all we got.
So I got to just dive in. I believe in prayer too, but that night when I learned about it, that's not what I was doing. I was using words that I don't use.
Yeah. I was just like, I got to pray. And my husband was praying and we was holding hands and we was praying together. And I was just like, that's all we can do right now. Because all these people are against us and we got to know that
not everybody.
The Lord above it.
Not everybody.
Yeah, not everybody. And then my phone rang and I had I had an unknown call from California. And I was like, I am not answering that. I don't know anybody in California. And with all these messages I'm getting, somebody may have gotten my phone number. I am not answering that call, that phone. And then I get a text message and they're like, hello, we're looking for Tanya Blakey. And this is Inside Edition and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, what? So I call them back. And she said, hi, Miss Blakey. This is so-and-so from Inside Edition. And you should have heard me. I was like, wait a minute. You mean like Inside Edition? Like Deborah Norville, like Inside Edition?
I know a guy who had a big crush on Deborah Norville.
And she was like, yes, ma'am, that's us. And we'd like to tell your story. Could you do an interview? And I was like, hold on. I got to see if my friend Robin would do this. Because we're like not.
Robin, can I do this? And will you come with me?
Yeah. So it was pretty crazy how all that happened. And I mean, they wanted to do it quick. They were like, are you available at 10 o'clock in the morning? And this was like late at night.
It was because I had just flown home.
Yeah, it was like late at night when they contacted me. And she said,
I had just flown home.
Yeah, can you be on a Zoom interview at 10 o'clock in the morning? I was like, yes, absolutely. I said, but the only way we're going to do this is if you're going to tell the truth.
Good for you.
Yeah, we're only going to do this if you're going to actually tell what really happened and go watch the live stream and tell the truth about what happened.
Now, here's the problem. As someone who's worked with the media, they're lying, freaking liars. I'm sure they told you, oh, sure. Were they fair with you? Were they fair?
They were so professional and they were so kind. And they wanted everything to be right, but we were still very skeptical. Right?
Even after we did it, I'm like, I don't think this is going to go. I don't think this is going to go well. I just have a bad feeling that, just from things that they like, they focused
they were
on,
really,
I thought.
Yeah,
they I'm like,
were
I
really
thought they're really going to, like, bash us, but they didn't. They told the truth.
Trevor
they told the story.
Well, I mean, it's the cause celeb to attack Disney people right now.
Yeah.
Right.
So we were, like, really scared. I was very skeptical, but I just prayed about it. And I told Robin, I said, Robin, you just kind of pray about it. I think it's going to be okay. Like, oh, we just took a deep breath and the story released. And I was like, I wish they would have said more, but at least they said the truth.
So the article I read on the Orlando News, from my perspective, didn't seem outlandish. And then a couple other things I read that were basically regurgitating what I'd already seen. By and large, you guys both felt like they were fair and the Twitter trolls were the idiots? Question mark. I mean, is that how this plays out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing with what went on with Twitter is that everyone was going and watching the video after and taking things out of context. No one watched the video where it actually happened. And we're like, and that's what everyone that, was responding on Twitter to them was like, but you have to watch this video. It happened live.
They wouldn't
listen. Literally, you can't make this bleeping crap up. You just can't.
Beep, 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 beep. We said a lot of level 4 cat customers.
The Friday video.
Yeah, but I freaking love you. I think that, I think though that we all know that people are going to go for the salacious stuff and they don't want to hear.
Course.
I'm happy to hear the reporters were better than I suspected. They Twitter lost exactly Sunset Boulevard. They want, whoever they is, the trolls, they wanted something salacious, and it just wasn't there. A sweet lady had a nut. It was a bad couple hours. I mean, that's the end, right? And I don't want to segue now. This is your story, so I don't want to move you forward if it's not time. But all things work for good, and you're proof now, aren't you?
Yeah, so we are.
The one thing that Robin said to them, and they did put it in the interview that they aired, she said, "I've never seen anyone recover from COVID-19 in about an hour," because that's about how long we were in the medical, like the first aid center. And she was feeling better, and we were back out that night. And anybody who watched any of that, you can put it all together. And
if that was COVID, I take that as real good news. We're in better shape than we thought we were.
Yeah, like, somebody has the magic cure for COVID. They're not.
I saw somebody comment that they were like, "Disney's working real magic over there because she was cured in an hour."
I thought I loved
that. Was pretty good.
A couple things in chat I want to get to. First of all, Diz Life of Ours. Everybody was on my channel knows that they were driving home. They're home safe.
What's up, Rachel and Jim?
They're going to be on. I love them. They are so freaking funny. I love that you guys love them.
We love them.
And we got a bunch of super chats. I don't want to ignore anybody. I apologize. I didn't want to stop the story. Pete, thank you. Tammy Clark, thank you. New member. Make It Blue, thank you. TCDL Side Chick, I think you might know.
That's my man right there.
Side Chick, right? Okay, so I love it. Yeah.
Not literally my man, not my husband. That's actually my friend, Christopher.
You made me.
Let's not twist my words here.
I'm going to twist anybody. Your words. Your man was a stud, right? Like he I heard you a little bit on Pete. You had a little momentary, oh my gosh, this isn't worth it. And, you know, I'll bring the fight to you, girl. You're spreading joy. You're living your life. You're having fun.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get me a shirt that says the only thing I spread is happiness.
Amen. I like it.
There you go. Back at you. That's going to be my new shirt. And hopefully Javi's going to make it for me.
I love it. Yes. I love it. So it has been, it has worked for good though, right? I mean, Robin, do you want to go? Tanya, do you want to go? Like, it seems to me from my chair that what some idiots who don't even know you hoped to make negative has turned pretty positive. And I'm not just talking about subscriber count, although you've had a nice bump on subscriber count too.
I did. Yeah. I did get a nice bump in my subscriber count. 2,000 in a week.
I've been watching. Yeah
because that night that we were at Magic Kingdom for the pass holder preview, I had like 9,500 subscribers.
Okay, there you go. And I thought it was 9,000. There you go.
Yeah, and I got 2,000.
9,7, something like that, yeah.
2,000 in a week, so now we're at 11,400.
2,000 in 1 week, that's like half of what I have in my whole freaking life. So that's freaking awesome.
Isn't that insane? That's insane. So,
you know, I do love that. I'm not going to be like Mr. Preacher Boy, but all things work for good. If you're, you know, you're on the wrong team if you're not on the right team, and you're on the right team, and so you're all good. So what's the one thing that would surprise us most about this? And this goes for both of you. I don't care either one.
The one thing that would surprise you most?
Like, what do we not know about it? What are you surprised about? What was good that came out of it? Anything that we might not know? Because a lot of people know the story. I mean, you were just on with Pete. That was a great interview. The part I saw, I really enjoyed. Pete, love you, buddy. Good job. Obviously, some of us have been very interested in the details here because we love you. We love your community. And I would just like you to be able to, both of you now, to be able to share anything that maybe it's not out there that you want people to know.
I can't think of anything. Can you, Robin?
Well, I mean, the viewers kind of already, my dogs are.
Hi, puppy.
My dogs are hanging in here.
I have no idea.
I can't be away from them, you know. I was away from them for 18 days, so I can't be away from them.
So I have to know that. What's puppy's name?
I think pretty much everything that has happened.
Coda and Fenway.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
Fenway, because she's a huge baseball fan, by the way.
I knew I Fenway though. It should have been Dodger Stadium. You were so
close. Sorry, I'm a Boston girl. Remember?
I mean, you seem awesome anyway. That's okay.
And Coda is from Brother Bear, obviously.
We got a Coda nut in my house too.
He looked like a little bear cub when we got him.
That's a good movie. Well, and that might be a good segue. So, I think everybody here knows you. I see you, Lingerers, go Padres. I think everybody knows you. The people are in the chat, but. Do you feel like this is going to work for good? I mean, Have you guys grown closer? Have you learned things about media? I mean, what's the positive that comes around? I've worked with the media a little bit. You got to do a little bit of it in the tornado. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And maybe not. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just, that was.
I mean, I'm not going to believe every single thing that I see on the internet anymore, for sure. Nope. Not that I ever did. But right. after what right. has happened to me, for sure, I might have right. to say, is that the real story?
Yeah,
you know? Exactly. Is there's a lot really more to what story? You read in the headline.
I think yeah. that if there's still an argument on if the media is, I'm not taking a side. Yes, I am. Here's what I know about the media. They're not trying to spread truth. They're trying to make dollars, and headlines yeah. are what they need. And I'm, come on, headlines. I mean, it's just like a thumbnail, right? But let's get to it. You've got a passion for the Disney College program. You're going to continue your home streams. You wanted to set the record straight on some of the stuff you saw on insider.com and other things. Where do you want to go with that?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you have any questions about any of the things, like people were like, well, if she wasn't, why didn't she go to the hospital? Or
it's really
how do you know for sure? I'm like, people were like, how do you know for sure you don't have COVID-19?
Well,
I'm
like, how do you know for sure you don't have
COVID-19? No, I don't know how to answer that.
I don't want to go there too much. This is the first pandemic in the history of the world that we had to go get a test to find out if we have it. I mean, if you got it, I mean, I'm not poo-pooing it. It's serious. Take it serious, people. But
exactly. And that's what I said. This is not a joking matter. Like, why are people making such, it's not.
Because they like drama. They like drama. Look, I don't want to ignore it. I feel bad about
it. I was scared to death, honestly, scared to death being out there. I'm not going to lie. It scared me to go back.
Yeah.
But for personal reasons, I needed to see
yeah.
what Disney is doing.
Yeah.
I had to know
what's going
for
on.
For reasons many people already know. I have someone there that I love very much.
Sure. I know what you're
And talking I about. Needed to know that that person was going to be taken care of. Right. I needed to see it and experience it for myself.
Yeah, I love that. And I love what Faith says. I put it up on there first so I would remember to say thank you, Faith, so much. But more importantly, I love what she said. The only thing contagious about y'all is your smile.
Y'all.
Joy. You know, and I had my little show that day where I was being a lunatic. And I tried to say
that. But
I got turned off. Well, I Ellen and Lynn, thank you so much, Lynn. Lynn says here, Tanya, we have a date at Trader Sam's. I love Trader Sam's. I want to go. I don't even like shopping. I love Trader Sam's. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. I think, oh, and Dan Wynn, thank you, buddy. Wow. Oh, man, they're popping in like crazy. Dan Wynn, thank you so much. Tanya and Robin, remember there are 11,000 of us. Yeah, wow. Think about that. Emily says, Tanya, you're awesome. Good on you for getting your story out there. Guys, thank you for supporting them. And thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you all me. So much.
Thank
yes.
you very much.
I guess I what mean, I'm saying. Go ahead. I mean,
what would you do? Like, if something like that happened to you and you knew it was the truth and, you know, people were telling lies, like,
I don't think this is a stretch. And I think people who know me and know you know the answer is you handle it better than I would have.
I was just like, I'm not going to go on Twitter. I'm not going to argue with all these kids. Like, I can't fight all these news places. Pete had a list of them, and some of them I hadn't even heard of or even knew that it was on there.
I was
just like, how do I fight this? I don't even know what to do. But it's not like me to sit back and be quiet either.
No.
Well,
who I am. Like, I'm going to have my voice.
We weren't going to be, you know, dragged through the mud and not defend ourselves because we knew the truth, and that was the bottom line.
Well, and again, you know, it works for good. Like, I mean, look at you're smiling right now. You're both smiling right now. What are we? Not even a week, right? Has it been a week? I don't know.
A week.
Yesterday was a week. Yeah.
Yesterday.
It was a week yesterday since the incident.
And for whatever piece of moment of time where both of you probably had negative thoughts. I know, I mean, Tanya, you mentioned for a moment you thought maybe you wouldn't even do this. And Hubby fixed you there. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I don't know Hubby, but I love him already. I think that. You know, we can't let, I mean, come on, in this time of COVID, we've all had those days, those hours I've laid in bed, you know, we've all had them. I'm not a depressed guy in general, but this is a weird freaking time. And then you heap all of that on to you, and then you add this, hello puppy, and hey, Dodger Stadium, great name. Anyway, and or the other
That's Coda.
I was close.
This one's Coda.
I think, you know what? I just think you guys came out of it like freaking shining diamonds. And I don't know, maybe shining diamonds wasn't very poetic.
I don't know. I still get emails every day, but
yeah,
I'm just ignoring them now.
Requesting to follow me and friend requests. I'm like, I don't know who these people are or how they're finding me, but nope.
But that's part of what.
If anybody in here has sent me anything and I haven't accepted it, it's just because I don't recognize either what your Instagram is or whatever. Nothing personal.
Yeah.
The day will come when I can go in and safely do that. But right now, no.
You need like a code word, like I'm not a crazy Twitter lunatic or something like that.
Yeah. You know?
Right.
If you're legit. Well,
so let's talk about your home streams. You, at the start of this strange pandemic, started a home stream. I've enjoyed them very much. I was lucky enough to be one of the guests one night. You didn't used to do those. You were going live. You like them?
Yeah.
It seems to me that you went from, I'm not sure, to, oh my gosh, I love this. Am I right?
So I do love streaming in the parks. That's like my favorite. Sure. But I enjoyed really connecting with the audience. And So we are now going every Thursday at 8:00. We're still going to continue doing the home streams, even though the parks are back open, just because it's so, just being able to sit here and talk like right now and just being able to see everybody in chat and have a conversation about
it's whatever. When you're not walking down Main Street or you're in a team with Space Mountain or whatever. Caitlin has a good question. Has anybody apologized to you? They found out that they assumed incorrectly. Did anybody come out and say, man, I'm sorry. Twitter trolls aren't generally forgiving.
I haven't seen anything on Twitter, but I have seen people comment, I don't know if it was Facebook or on stream, saying, we're really sorry. We saw, you know, the story and at first might've believed it, but now that we've watched you, we know that it's not true.
Oh, I have seen that.
I have seen one or two of those.
They have moved on.
Whoever said that, thank you. I appreciate it.
Exactly. They have moved on to the next crusade. Sure.
Yeah. I think it was Joey. Well,
there's still some conversation going on about it, but.
Oh yeah.
I deleted my Twitter account, so I don't know what it is. Yep. But I also did see the young man who made the video, and I don't know how true his feelings are, but he posted on Twitter before I deleted my account and said, hey, if I would have known that it was going to go this far and these ladies were going to get death threats, I would have never done it.
Really?
But then he took it back. But then he took it back and said he wasn't sorry after all.
I don't even know.
I don't even know.
The girl that posted the video without doing her research to see that it was a doctored video, nothing's been said by her.
There's been no apology from the people who created the monster.
I'm going to, 270 people, and let's watch how many negative dislikes I get right now. People are stupid if they believe everything on the internet.
Exactly.
You can't believe everything you read, that's for sure. And that has been one of the lessons learned.
Or C. I mean, if you've watched some of the, well, I don't even want to go into the deep hole that can be. Stacey asked this earlier, and I put it on screen so I wouldn't miss it this time. Did Kanye file a copyright claim on the footage? I don't think she can do that, honestly, but I'll ask the question.
I did.
Tell me
that's
how that.
That's what got the tweet taken down.
Yeah, that's how the tweet was removed. Yeah, I actually had to file an infringement report.
Okay.
Yeah, and that actually went really smooth. I filed the report, and I think the next day they took it down. So,
I mean, there were hundreds of people that reported the tweet.
Yeah.
And nothing happened.
I didn't hear that.
But once that went down, they did take it down.
And guess what? I'm going to tell you right now because I know I've talked to Donna about, she's probably like, sometimes we need old Tanya that used to fight in the clubs back. But I'm just like, what she told me. I don't know if I told you that, Robin. But I'm just like, I'm just such a nice person. Like, I don't want anybody to go over there and be mean to them like her people were to me. Like,
absolutely not.
Yeah, what's the point of that?
That's why we've never said who it is. Yeah, we've never named the kid that made the video. We've never talked about it.
I've had a couple of people reach out to me and tell me, and it's interesting. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I've never wanted anybody to be mean to them. I would just, I would really just like to have had a conversation with them and say, you know, that's not who we are. And I'm sure they don't even care. That's the sad part about it.
They don't.
But I don't want to be like that. I don't want to have my my followers go over there and like attack them and say mean things to them. And, you know, they're kids. They're kids.
Take the high road. Take the high road.
And, you know, I just never wanted that. And
their frontal lobes aren't fully formed yet. Sorry for
you.
But what about your community? I mean, I know, and if I know, you know even more, some neat stories about people giving you some love. I bet that felt pretty good.
The overwhelming, and I will get emotional if I talk about it too much, but the overwhelming like support Walters,
make somebody cry. I feel
has
like
has just been like incredible.
I read many things and I just cried.
I mean, even though we were getting like all these nasty emails and all these nasty messages and these threats about us being dead and, oh, and I know where you live and just all this craziness, the outpouring of love and support has been even greater than all of that negativity.
Yeah.
You people being awesome.
Focus all on of these people. Positive.
Yeah.
Everybody right here. I thank you all so much.
And
if I ever came on to make a statement about anything, which I never did, and people were like, why is she not saying anything?
She must be
guilty because she's not coming on and saying anything. I don't owe anybody an explanation.
At the very moment that I come in her stream, she must be talking about what I think she should be talking about.
Yeah. Right. And I'm just like, if I talk to anyone, it's going to be those people who support us every single day and not people who are hating on us, because I don't owe them an explanation, but I would
we don't care about them.
Talk with my audience that every time I hit that live button, those people are there supporting us. And those are the people who I care about.
Amen.
Yep.
Be who you are and say what you feel, because people who mind don't matter and people who matter don't mind. It goes for your community. It goes for our communities. I think, you know, one of my favorite things about doing what I'm doing and watching you guys do what you do is this community. And I didn't expect that. I didn't want that. I didn't see that coming. But you've got a following that loves you. And I know you knew this already, but gratifying, I guess, for me to see, like, I get pretty mad. I think people are generally nice, but the mob is generally horrible. And the Twitter world and even YouTube can get a little mobby sometimes. But there's also those good mobs that come to the look at the chat going with the positivity. I love it. You know, for somebody who's like me who wants to be less mad at the world, it's kind of nice. I'm sorry you guys had to deal with this. But I, from my chair, see a lot of positivity. And you guys do too now, right? I mean, Robin, you're shaking your head yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I actually talked with someone that I highly respect within the Disney community. And she said, you feel like the trolls, is what I'm going to call them, are more... there's more of them than there are the support. And honestly, they're only about 10%, if that. But they're so loud.
Yes.
They're just so loud. And that's what makes them like stand out in your head. Yeah. And you have to just like,
well, that's, you know, you could have, you know, 10,000 people say positive things about you, but you focus on that one negative that happens, you know?
We all
and that's
do that,
so
right?
mean and it's so like
human
hurtful.
Nature.
It's so it hurtful.
Right. I don't know why it's human nature, but you're so right. One person says one bad thing and we totally ignore.
That's what you focus on.
It's like all the other.
I try not to do that. You know what Tom from Tom Does Disney has taught me about how to laugh at those people.
Really?
And just like whenever trolls come in, I'll laugh at them or say welcome to the stream or you know, try to make them feel, cuz maybe they don't feel like they fit in somewhere.
Maybe they don't feel
and
welcome.
And maybe
somewhere.
If I don't come back at them in a negative way, they'll be like, "Hey, this lady might be pretty cool. Let's just kind of hang out and see what we're talking about." Because
I
I'm
wish
like,
I was that
"Welcome
good.
To the stream," you know?
I know that's what I want to say. On one out of 100 of them, I'll say, "Hey, I hope you have a better day." That's what I want to say. That's what I think about saying. But what comes out of my mouth is generally not that nice.
I know. I was like wanting to respond, and I was like, I'm not even going to go there, but I really just want to say. Oh, I can't even say what I want to say. I was just like, ooh, I was just going to keep on saying your mama on everything. Your mama.
It worked very well. Well, I mean, I don't want to keep us too long tonight. I wanted to make sure you guys had a chance to say what you wanted to say. I'm honored that you would let me have you guys on the show. You did talk about, we didn't get to, oh, I'm supposed to ask you about Neil Diamond. I'm not sure quite why I'm asking you that, but I got.
Who told you to say that? That's so funny.
I'm never going to live it down.
I'm never going to live that down. See, it haunts me. I didn't know who Neil Diamond was.
I might have known the answer, but I promised I would ask it.
We were at one of our Gasparilla nights, and we were all talking. I don't know. We get on topics we don't even know how we get to
them. We might start talking about Dole Whip, and then we're talking about...
Somehow karaoke came up, and we started talking about different genres of music and different performers and different songs, and Neil Diamond came up, and she's like, who's Neil Diamond? And we were all like, oh, what?
So now I must know what both of you, but Tanya, I'm gonna start with you. What's your go-to karaoke song? Because it's clearly not Sweet Caroline.
I love that song. I just didn't know Neil Diamond sang it. I love that. My go-to karaoke song is Like a Virgin by Madonna.
Nice.
Boom.
I've never done karaoke.
It always has been.
So, Robin, when you start doing your karaoke career, you'll start with which song?
I had to knock my headphones out.
Are y'all talking? Probably right Sweet Caroline, just for her.
Really?
I love it.
We're doing that. When the karaoke opens up down at Hollywood, what's it called? Planet Stargazer? Hollywood. Whenever they open up Stargazers, we're going to do that.
I like it. I only do karaoke in the shower and on my live streams. I don't really do it.
I sing in the shower. That's about it. But it's usually Disney songs. So
I'm
usually listening to Deep Park Radio.
I can do that
radio.
One too.
Come here.
I can do that. So, I always sing Like a Virgin by Madonna, and I like perform that song. I love it. It's so good. I was a huge Madonna fan when I was younger.
Tanya, I don't believe you. I want to hear some right now. Go.
Something's wrong with my headset now.
Oh, sure. Right? Whatever. What perfect timing. All right. I'll let it go because I believe it.
Oh, the lingerer said his wife's go-to is Milli Vanilli.
I might have had a ticket to Milli Vanilli, but I didn't go because, you know.
That's so funny.
I love it. All right. So what's next for you guys? Is anything going to change for either of you now that this has happened on the channel or in real life? What's next for you?
I just need to like get comfortable with myself again, because like I was saying on Pete's channel a little earlier, I just feel like now I can't be me. Like everything I say could be taken out of context. Yeah. And you know, I don't want anybody to take something that I said and make a video of it and put it out on the internet again. So I'm like so scared of what I'm saying. And I was like holding back like different things that I just want to be able to be comfortable and be myself again.
We talked about that. We were like, you know, we are very open.
Yeah.
And we share a lot. Probably more
on
than
the show. You mean on the show?
Yeah. We talk about a lot.
I know.
We really share a lot. We really pour our heart out. And
that's part of it.
That's why people can relate, I think. We are on here as we are in real life, you know? Yeah. We'll have a conversation and then we'll be on stream and we'll like have the same conversation. We're like, wait a minute. That's like TMI. We really shouldn't be talking about that.
We shouldn't be talking about that.
But we do it, you know? And we talked about that. We're like, you know, are we going to have to change that?
Yeah.
Because
I hope
that's what people love. You know,
I mean, we all grow, we all change, and there's nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, that's healthy. But I mean, it's none of my dang business, but I would pray, frankly, that you don't lose your enthusiasm for the fun, because I mean, we're all going to continue to go and watch your channel because you've already, You've already earned that time from us, but don't let a quiet little troll in their grandma's basement stop you from spreading your joy. Even if it doesn't make anyone else happy and it was just for you, don't do that. But come on.
Right.
You're having fun. You're adding smiles to the planet times 1,000. How many people do you have in your chats? Times hundreds, sometimes thousands. So I don't know. That's my little 2 cents. But
thank you.
Yeah. No, I love you guys. I hope you guys know that. I almost feel like I need to apologize because it's not my story. It's your story. But I know.
I've said that after tonight, I won't ever talk about this again on camera. Like, we'll talk about it privately, I'm sure.
On Thanksgiving,
but on camera, we're moving on from this. But you were so passionate about it the other day when you went live and you were, in your own words, you were pissed.
We are too.
Yeah, I just couldn't come on to the stream that day. And I was like, but I would love to come on Sunday if you'll have me. Yeah. So,
well, of course. Yeah. I mean, first of all, anytime. But I was a little embarrassed. Like, I don't ever watch my stuff. When it's out there, it's out there and I'm done with it and I move on. I just don't even believe in it. But I mean, I check, you know, if you do an edited video, you watch it 37 times. Live stream's a little different. But I did watch that one because I didn't want to have been inappropriate, I guess. And, you know, when you get emotional.
Well, you said it in the beginning. You said if you are a sensitive person, you probably need to just go ahead and sign off right now.
Yeah, that sounds like something I might get.
Because I'm pissed. And, you know, those are actually some of the things that we were feeling too. So.
Well, good. That makes me feel better. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had plenty of people reach out to me and thank you if it was you. Plenty of the names I'm seeing in chat. But that also made me feel weird because, again, I don't want to co-op your story. It's not my story. It's your story. But I love what you guys do. And frankly, honestly, this is going to be weird maybe, but if I didn't know you, and it's not like we know each other that well. I know you because I like you and we've talked before and I see your faces and all those things. But even if I didn't know you, this would have pissed me off. Like, you're just at Disney doing you.
Yes.
And I don't know why people have to hate on that. But then when you add on to that, I know that you're genuine and I know that you're friendly and I know that you love things I love and all those things that we're all feeling. 207 people are in here. They ain't here for me. They're here because they wanted to hear your story. And most importantly, they wanted to see you both smiling about it. And you are. And so it's not our story. It's yours. But that you guys want to have closure makes me feel really good. And I've heard you on that, Tanya. Where are you at on that, Robin? Are you ready to move forward on it? Or are you
absolutely. And I mean, I know Tanya feels the same way, but we want to thank you because a lot of people would want to distance themselves from this. They wouldn't want to associate themselves with this. And you didn't do that. And you spoke up for us and you defended us. And we thank you very much for that. No, that was a big deal. It was a big deal.
I hope you feel it's not just from, come on.
No, no.
You know, it's from a lot of people that
it came. We know it's from, oh no, we know that. We know that. And I know, I get it, you know. Everyone's got a brand they need to protect, and that's fine, you know. But we had, we had a lot of people personally approach us, and we're like, you know, we support you 1,000%. But it was nice to have someone out there.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, within this YouTube community that just really stood up for us. So thank you for that.
Yes. Well, thank you guys. You're making me feel warm inside or whatever, and I appreciate it. But I mean, it really is, I want to say thank you to you because for whatever I may have did a tiny bit, you guys do every dang 4 times a week now, it sounds like. And I think that's amazing, and please never stop. Don't let a troll beat you. If you haven't figured out already, you need to be subscribed to, well, Robin, can they find you places? I don't have any, maybe I should have asked before. Is there
I'm Robin just the sidekick.
Not just the sidekick.
I'm the sidekick.
So I get asked often, like, my favorite this, my favorite that. Sometimes I get, who's your favorite Disney sidekick? And now I'll have a better answer because that's pretty
cool. Well, thank you. A lot of people ask me. They're like, are you going to start your own channel? And I'm like, why would I do that? That would mean we would have to stream without one another. What fun is that? You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want to do it by myself. I want to do it with her because we're friends and we like being together. And if we're not if we're doing it separately, then we're not enjoying each other's company. You know, we're not having fun together.
Tanya, that's you have true. Some awesome friends, my friend. I think that is a good place to end it. What do you want to say to Tanya? Both of you. Robin, let's start with you, and then I'll end with Tanya. Robin, what do you want to say to the couple hundred people that are still in here giving you love?
Just that we love you. You know we love you, and we appreciate all the support more than you'll ever know. I mean, you and know, anybody, like I said,
oh, you have another show coming up like right now, right?
No, I got a half hour. We're fine.
We share, you know, with you a lot, and, you know, hopefully we're not going to hold back on that. I mean, it might take us a little time, but bear with us. We're coming back.
I mean, we had to go to the parks anyway. We could wait a little bit more. We couldn't even go to the parks also.
Yep. And they all know, you know, I'm working on being there permanently. So this will be more of a regular thing. It won't be, where's Robin? When's Robin coming back? She's coming.
And before I let Tanya answer the same question, I love your ears. What do you got going on in your head there? Are they, whose ears? What do we got up there?
These are the 2020 ears. Okay. I love the ears, but after this year, I might have to retire them.
Yeah. My wife has her fair share of ears. So I'm not sure if she's watching the live stream, but hopefully she's not, because I can't afford anymore. Hey, Dan Wynn, thank you for that, buddy. Twitter shut me up for 12 hours.
She needs those 2020 ears because they're on sale. Buy one, get one free.
You are not helping. You are not helping my wallet.
Buy one, get one free on all 2020 merchandise right now at Walt Disney World.
I have four daughters. The buy one, get one free is not better for me. It's worse for me. Tanya, what do you want to say to the people who are still in here giving you love before we close out the night?
I just want to say thank you. Thanks to everyone. I appreciate the support. A lot of the names that met tonight, I know your faces, and it makes me feel so much more comfortable and so much joy. I can't wait to get out there and live stream for you all and just have more fun, make more memories, and have more laughs. And I'll see you all real soon. Thank you so much.
I love it. I love it. I love you too. And I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your story with us. And don't stop spreading the love, people. If this kind of stuff happens, there's too many negatives out there. Just step up and defend your friends like you guys are doing tonight. Love you too. So your next stream is when?
Subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe to Dole Whip Dad.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
If you haven't already.
I appreciate that. Yeah. When's your next? Are you in the parks tomorrow? I feel like you told me on Peach Channel, but I don't remember the answer.
Tomorrow I'm at Hollywood Studios.
Nice. I haven't even done Rise yet. Can you do it for me?
What the heck?
I wasn't there
don't
yet.
Don't let this be another Flight of Passage situation.
You have a good memory. If it takes me that long, well, if COVID would go away, do I even get a choice? I don't know.
Right.
I've got an October, a New Year's Eve, and I don't know what spring next year, but we'll see. But anyway, hopefully in October. But anyway, love you guys. I think that's it for the night. Get over to her channel.
Thank you.
Some love and watch tomorrow as she rides without me. What the heck?
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, I'm in no hurry. I'm not trying to get rid of you. Whatever you want.
Alexa, play Disney music.
It's 11 o'clock, Tanya.
Oops.
So I love that you did that. I do that, but I usually do Google. Alexa scared me. I don't know why Google doesn't. I think it's because there's a name.
So funny.
I love it.
Good night, everyone.
Great place.
Good night,
everyone. All right.
See you all in the morning. Hollywood Studios.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hollywood Studios tomorrow on her chat. And by the way, if you want to learn how to grow, we do it. Me and Lynn, the Lynn Project, she's in chat right now. In about 24. Oh, thank you, Jen. Hey, in the house. Yeah, I hope I get to rise too. Did I say that right? Jen, you're awesome.
Wait,
love you.
When do you have Diz Life of Hours on?
I'm going to reach out to them tomorrow. We're going to probably pick out a weekday. I want to make sure I'm not streaming on top of a friend of mine because I don't know everybody's schedules by heart.
Okay.
But I don't know. But we'll have that answer hopefully tomorrow, soon.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thanks again, Jeff.
No, thank you.
Dole Whip Dad is the bomb. You all make sure you subscribe to his channel.
You're sweet. Stick around. I'll say thank you to you guys after when everybody's gone. Everybody in chat, thank you. Creative Talk coming up here in about 20 minutes. That's it. Okay. Have fun from the castle. See ya.
Good night, everybody. Bye. Push the button.
Well, there you go. There's another episode of Breaking Baits. Tanya, that crazy Disney lady, and Robin. You can find Robin, on Tanya's YouTube channel. You can find Tanya on, Tanya's YouTube channel. That crazy Disney lady You can find me on my YouTube channel, Dole Whip Dad, again, where this was originally recorded live. Go check out her channel. Go check out my channel. Thanks for listening today, and always remember to keep listening harder.